U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the Asia-Pacific region is the center of strategic gravity for his country, the heart of American grand strategy, and the United States' priority theater of operations. In a wide-ranging speech at the Shangri-La Dialogue here in Singapore, he outlined the U.S. vision for this region. Mr. Austin also called out China, or the PRC, for taking a bully-like approach in pushing its agenda.
We'll also stand by our friends as they uphold their rights. And that's especially important as the PRC adopts a more coercive and aggressive approach to its territorial claims. In the East China Sea, the PRC's expanding fishing fleet is sparking tensions with its neighbors. In the South China Sea, the PRC is using outposts on man-made islands bristling with advanced weaponry to advance its illegal maritime claims.
The U.S. Secretary of Defense also spoke about Taiwan and China's concerns about bloc diplomacy in Asia.
We remain focused on maintaining peace, stability, and the status quo across the Taiwan Strait. But the PRC's moves threaten to undermine security and stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. And that's crucial for this region. And it's crucial for the wider world. Maintaining peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait isn't just a U.S. interest. It's a matter of international concern. So let me be clear. We do not seek confrontation or conflict, and we do not seek a new Cold War, an Asian NATO, or a region split into hostile blocs.
Well, China has blasted Mr. Austin for his speech, with a senior official calling it confrontational.
美方不再强化亚太军力部署，巩固双边军事同盟，品质。 三边安全关系，抖擞四边机制，加强五眼联盟。此前还称要改变中国的战略环境，这不是对抗，是什么？美国已经搞乱了中东，又搞乱了欧洲，还想搞乱我们亚太吗？ 我们绝对不允许。
And CNA's Jeremy Koh has more details on China's defense minister's comments.
A very forceful rebuttal here from China against Secretary Austin's speech in Singapore this morning, an almost point-for-point rebuttal, in fact. And this continues a trend of the U.S. and China trading blows over everything from Ukraine to Taiwan to the South China Sea over the last few months and years, in fact. And this trend is likely to continue over this weekend with Chinese Defense Minister Wei Fenghe scheduled to speak in Singapore tomorrow. But here in Singapore today, at a news conference, Lieutenant General Zhang Zhenzhong, the Deputy Chief of the Joint Staff Department in the Central Military Commission, accused Secretary Austin of making many unfounded accusations. And he said that China expresses strong dissatisfaction and strong opposition to Secretary Austin's false accusations. He says that while the U.S. claims the Indo-Pacific strategy will promote freedom and prosperity, its true intention is really to maintain the hegemonic system. So these are, accusations that China has been making against the U.S. for several months now, so it's not entirely new, but very strong words indeed coming out from here in Singapore. He says that the U.S.'s Indo-Pacific strategy is causing division, and the U.S. is trying to form small circles in Asia-Pacific by roping in small countries to expand against other countries. And this, he says, will inevitably place the Asia-Pacific region in a trap of geopolitical rivalry and bloc confrontation as well.